It's a heavy coat. This is the heaviest damn coat I could buy.
I strongly doubt that.
I'm sweating in this thing. It's summer.
You wonder how the American manages to do it. Until you realize he's from the Southwest.
Sweating is what you do.
I wore a duster all the time because, well, without the duster it was worse.
It's gone.
Anyway, it didn't seem to do me much good against the ghost, and either way, he reached into my body and tried to give me a heart attack as well.
Are you alright?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, fine.
He's dead.
That's why I couldn't cross.
Hey, ghost man. Go fuck up the other ghost.
Oh, yes, good idea.
You can probably hurt him now.
So I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Well, we don't know if anything that can hurt him, so the best we can do is try and wait this out.
I don't even know if your salt line is going to help.
Nor do I. Hmm? But I'm just going on the professor's advice. Hmm. It's all we got. Hmm?
I don't know what to do now. Suppose we just wait.
Alright.
I would love to learn more about him. Did you get a good look at him?
He was wearing a bowler hat and a raincoat.
Like that one?
Yes. Well, sort of similar anyway. Yes, like that man. I'm going to go ahead and play contact.
Okay.
You're like, you mean like that man?
Alright.
No, not
so
that one,
see.
That one.
Does anyone want someone important?
Nope.
I'm already someone important. I'm insulted.
If you play this, you actually have a status of 20.
I am important. Yes, you are, ma'am!
Happy the Queen of India!
Yes, we'll just go with that.
Second to the Queen.
Alright, so play a contact. He's an old friend or acquaintance who might somehow help him in his current quest somehow.
Hi.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
I figure someone else is on this train that
okay.
knows something about ghosts or something.
All right.
Yes.
Yep. At this point, you know, with you two kind of, you know, sitting here bickering, going, what, oh my, ominously walking forward.
Ominous.
Does he look like the one dude?
Oh yeah, he looks drenched, wet, and he looks like he's actually going to try and walk past you guys.
No, I mean, does he look like the guy who died?
No, this actually does not look like the conductor at all.
Surprisingly, it's not the conductor.
Who the hell are you?
Right? Walking out, you see what appears to be a Catholic priest. He's kind of, you know, up in years. Church of England.
Excuse me, sir.
You recognize him. He was the vicar when you were very young, still living with your parents.
Ah.
Vicar Andrews.
No, his name is Andrews.
Hey.
Quick, must think of something that won't get any rivalry points.
My church.
Oh, hold on.
Hi.
Have you told them that yet?
No. You want to cut off his head? He'll be back.
Anywho, and he kind of stumbles out and goes, "Oh, well, hello, Liam. It has been years." And the guy with the bowler hat kind of stops for a second and goes.
Yeah.
It's so pleasant to see you. Why don't we go to the dining room? Well, I'm traveling up north to Scotland.
Liam, is this time?
Oh my, who's that?
Liam.
He actually approaches you and attempts to touch you again.
Oh, he goes through my salt wall.
Yes, he does.
It's not wet.
Obviously, this ghost is powerful.
All right, well, Jessica, you react first as he crosses your salt, and you go.
My salt wall.
Fuck. And he looks like he's going to, you're like,
what did you do?
And obviously this is breaking his MO, because he usually only attacks married people.
I'm a hella
good. Or just happens to be that everyone who's a jumper is married.
Are you telling us that you're not married just because, or are you really married?
No, I'm really not married.
You have a shadow on your hand there. I've been pinching.
So, what do you want to do?
There's nothing I can do. I can't hurt it with anything.
Can you turn off the sand?
Never. I will guard the door.
Hold.
Yes.
Well, so this is the priest guy. He kind of looks at it and goes, how dare you attack Liam? He takes his cross up and he actually attempts to whack him with it.
Is it a cursed cross?
That'll hit. He's an old man, so he's got a strength of D4. The cross itself does a D4. Six. And you notice that it actually goes whack and goes and it actually got burned and goes ah, and he kind of suddenly goes
Vic Andrews, I believe you've angered it.
Who are you? Do not attack my friend Liam, we were talking. Your turn.
I'll try and whack him with my cane, not sword cane, just cane, the cane
bit. Give me attack.
Just to make a show of it, I guess.
Now, just be aware, if you actually hit him and Vicar Andrews sees that it goes straight through him, he'll have to take a guts check. If you're hitting him. You could just say you're aiding to, you know, try and distract him.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, so what'd you get on fighting?
Five.
Alright, so you'll add...
Do I get a gang up?
No. Because you're just assisting.
Okay.
So you'll provide basically +1 for him.
What if this priest is already a ripper? Why are you kind of just wasting your time?
Well, the ghost now needs to actually unshake.
No.
He will succeed because he's
priest
undead.
Yes. They get bonuses.
And he'll go 1, 2, 3 as he quickly begins to leave. The priest doesn't take his attack as he leaves, as he's going, that's right!
Good job. Good show, old man. Old bean.
You're still on hold, and at this point, he scurries off.
Didn't know they hissed.
So puts his cross back on.
Oh, thank you, Vicar Andrews.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm not being assaulted by random hooligans.
And he did indeed look like a hooligan. We should speak with the engineer about this. This
yes,
is
yes.
Outright insulting.
Yes, indeed. I agree.
What? Yeah.
Liam, do you happen to know where Yuli is?
Oh, she had gone off somewhere. I'm not sure. She didn't really say where she was going. Unless we saw her, unless she has left her perch, she should probably still be back in the last car.
You have to pee.
Something might happen if I go, though.
That's where I would guess.
Very well.
I've been doing fencing tournaments recently.
Oh, really? Well, let's talk about this as we're heading towards it. Yes. What?
Never mind.
You're not Christian.
May I introduce the... what's the daughter of a Raja's title?
The daughter of a Raja?
All right. The daughter of Raja something.
Raja something. Oh, I believe I... never heard of him.
I believe I've never heard of him.
He's definitely Raja something.
That's all right.
Well, pleasant to meet you. Pleasant to meet you. Sorry about your salt, I did miff it up quite badly.
Maybe that's why he got past it. Damn priest.
Alright.
Fix my salt.
Your salt.
did.
Alright.
I'm actually gonna go, he's okay, the guy looks scared. I'm gonna quickly head off to find you.
Alright, so you actually head back this way.
Excuse me.
Bonsai!
Jump over the railing. Excuse me.
Alright. You see her sitting there, kind of doing it with her legs crossed.
You!
And, you know, children sleeping on her.
What?
I think I know what we need to in order to get rid of this ghost. We need holy crosses.
I don't have to. Oh, bang. Do I got any holy crosses?
In fact, you've got about 8 of them.
Don't let the Catholic know.
Why do you have so many? Did you like the shape? It's kind of weird. It's like an addition sign.
I didn't even know I had them.
You don't hand me both, just in case we have a second adventure. I basically refresh cards after each adventure.
I doubt we're going to have a second adventure.
Yeah, it's 9:30.
Okay. We had encountered them. Weapons, of course, don't hurt him, but there was a priest who hit him with his necklace, and it hurt. So I'm assuming that these will probably be the same.
Iron.
So if you do see him, do you want me to leave you for a couple of minutes?
Do you have to watch him?
Yeah.
You like make sure nothing happens.
I promise.
I rock.
Someone's in the stall before you.
Fuck you!
You pee on the stall.
Sorry. Hold him at knife point. Get the fuck out!
Fucking go!
You can go really, really, really.
All I'm fucking you for me is this knife and a curtain. That curtain's not gonna help you.
Crazy person. Really not gonna help me.
Alright. At this point, Alec, you see that both Liam and this old priest are walking up to the engineer.
Hey, Liam, who's your friend?
Ah, this is Vicar Andrews.
Edwards!
Edwards?
I can't believe you forgot my name after all this time. What? I did your baptism and everything.
I saw you, remember?
I could have sworn you were Andrew.
Edwards!
No.
Yes!
You're playing with me.
Oh, I'm old, but I'm not quite that old. I've known you since you were baptized. Heavens!
Goodness. Well, Vicar Edwards then, I guess.
Pleasure to meet you, Joseph McDonald. Marshal Joseph McDonald.
Oh, Marshal! Where's that? that's a nice first name.
Oh, no, it's a title. I'm a...
America! Fucker!
I'm a lawman from America.
Where's America?
What's this America? Oh, is that where a colony?
Are you sure you're not an old man?
Is that a colony? No, we're not a colony anymore. We've never rebelled. Oh, you're rebellious scum. I see.
Oh, you're those guys.
Damn, Yank!
You don't like Yanks?
Love you too.
He's alright for a Yank anyway.
Ash, well, it's sort of like saying you're a nice retard.
Really? Did you just go there, dude?
What? I'm a priest!
Do I look like I care?
Yes?
Do I look Catholic?
Do I look Catholic?
Church of England, man!
Meh. We really have to complain about the passengers that are being left on the train nowadays.
All kinds of riffraff.
I agree. I guess.
Well, he'll go up and he'll begin complaining to the engineer about the, you know, being assaulted and then being insulted.
Okay, so you have a cross. I have a cross. You. Oh, hello. You have a cross. You have a cross.
Don't let him see it.
I think I had a cross.
I have another one. Use it on the ghost. It seems to work.
I don't think my necklace is really going to be effective on him anyway.
His was like one of those decent sized crosses.
It's an actual rosary, basically.
I assume the large, the ones that you were passing out are rosary. Large.
That's kind of like the ones you can actually whack someone with.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you.
Praise the Lord.
I found you.
She was in the kitchen!
Oh.
See, we're hanging me food!
Not the sort of woman that should be on more of these types of trains, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
Hiding.
Alright.
Coal everywhere.
Okay, I head back to my station. Salt is undisturbed? Yes.
Oh, my torch is
some rain got on it. When you open the door, you know, rain flew in. Now it's wet salt.
Maybe that's what you need. You need salt water. That'll stop him.
Make him drink it.
Alright.
Kill him from the inside out.
Sugar. Sugar water. That's what I need.
Yeah. Called soda.
Alright. Well, at this point, you guys are going to play the waiting game. Hunt, waiting for it to come out. And let's see. Next on the line, I already got him. So, yep. Yeah, alright. Alec. Mm. You're sitting up at the engine. The Englishmen are sitting there complaining. As usual.
Englishmen do that.
When you see this interesting-looking individual... Overcoat, you know, raincoat.
The guy I saw on the side of the train.
And he actually seems to be walking towards Dawes.
I place myself firmly in between him and Dawes.
I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with him, I guess.
Okay, well, that's Alec. That's you. Plenty of NPCs. Well, since you put yourself in front of him, he'll... snarl and try and put his hand into your heart. And this guy's a wild card. I keep forgetting that. Seven hit your parry.
My parry's a six.
One! He reaches for your heart and finds that it's not there.
I'm an American. We don't have hearts. We are soulless machines for the corporate empire.
For the corporation!
For the corporation!
All right, Ryan, you notice that at this point he's come...
Hey! Why with the cross?
All right.
Ha!
That creeper's back!
See, this is the one we're talking about, engineer man?
10.
Roll your damage.
Don't you get plus one for quarantine?
Does it count for a cross?
Yes.
Yeah, it just has to be one hand.
Yes.
Okay.
11 is that?
Yeah, it's a hit for raise.
Okay. Grab the d6.
So it's a d4 for the cross, right?
Yes. I'm not making anything bigger than that.
So it's a d4 and a d6, right?
Yes.
And then...
your strength.
An additional d6.
Oh, on my strength. This is actually a d8. And I did really bad damage. 6.
You swing and it goes whiff! But that's enough for all the people who are watching to kind of go... as it whiffs right through it.
Crap.
Engineer Dawes, guts check. Got a one. Vicar. I'll bend a Benny on the behalf of the Vicar. I like the Vicar.
There you go. I've been trained for this.
I was practicing to be an exorcist.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
And the two assistants, one of them freaks out, one of them's like...
That's weird.
Well,
I was high at the time.
Yeah, he was looking down inside, you know, the coals at this point. He's like, I can't see.
But then I got high.
Alright. Let's see. The engineer reacts... has an adrenaline surge, and he decides to try and fight him.
No!
The assistant!
Feed the engine!
Develops a minor phobia of storms. Storms.
Okay.
That's something that's going on at the same time. Because he's like, gah!
His brain tries to rationalize.
Obviously the storm.
Yeah.
Hallucinations, the lightning.
Alright.
Swamp gas reflecting off light from being...
your turn. Obviously the cross didn't do anything.
It was holy, wasn't it?
I withdraw my shotgun from the my backpack. That's a movement action, right?
No, that's an action.
It's action.
Okay.
You can fire. Just at -2, +2 for close range.
Would I risk hitting anyone?
Yes.
Yes. If you roll a 1 or a 2, you would hit someone.
But it's salt.
Even if I'm using rock salt?
Yes, you'll still hit them. It's just, at worst, you'll knock them out. Unless you roll, like, 80. At which point, I'm going to say the rock salt went through their eyes into their brain.
Bang.
If you do 80 damage on 3d6, yes, you kill them.
That's called epic.
Yeah.
Epic failure or epic win?
I don't know.
This is what it looks like.
I would say 8. Epic win, but...
doesn't even shit. It goes right through.
I have a nice...
The rock salt does?
Rock salt goes right through him. Obviously, the professor got it wrong. got the salt part wrong. The priest is back there, is it correctly? And he's explaining to the engineer...
Those
are the two assistants.
Well, one of them got an adrenaline
surge.
Put
him over there. Outside. There you go.
For the priest succeed?
Yes.
Well, you guys might actually get a new contact member for a lodge.
How dare you!
If you actually guys get in your own lodge.
Boom!
We have a lodge.
Maybe you've got a recruit now. An old man. He could be that guy that's sitting in your library.
Vicar Edwards! Would you like to join our group?
Would you like to join our merry band? 3 is the NPCs.
You can ask him that after you guys survive.
Yeah. Those two are basically going to run off.
He could be a contact or...
And he will run over and try and punch us.
Or join. Yeah.
As I said, he could be that one long lodge.
He's swinging out again.
If someone gets possessed, we take him back to the lodge. Just slow right. Moving around.
Alec, you're up on an ace.
But I did hit him. It's just the salt doesn't do anything, right?
That's correct. The professor got it wrong.
Use your growls.
Ah!
Didn't the cross do nothing?
That's because I rolled really crappy damage.
We can still hope.
Hope for war.
Well, man. Plus 1, 2, 3, gang up. Two hit, gang up. We'll hit. Go ahead.
Okay. D8 plus a D4. Clip our D4, Ryan. Five.
Goes right through him.
We can't roll well on that.
Ryan.
Damage.
It's not even affecting him.
Dude, it's not really? That we're not getting enough damage. It's the fact we're not.
It's so far, the only thing is it looks like something different is. There's something different about Vicar Edwards' cross.
Or Vicar Edwards' faith, maybe.
There's something weird here. There's something off.
Well. Maybe Vicar Edwards already is a member.
Maybe.
He left for 30 years to become a ripper.
I don't know what else.
If you've been a ripper for 30
point,
years, you are a very good ripper, or you never did anything.
I sat in the lodge and watched.
That's it. Or you sat, dude, that sat in the lodge and manned your library. Do you need someone to do that?
Otherwise, which they don't.
Library goes to disrepair.
Our library's in disrepair right now.
It is currently being covered with sheets.
Otherwise, we have one person to fight the cabal in our area.
I'm going to study the ghost.
That does
see
not sound like
if there's
idea.
Anything that I can glean from like intense yeah. scrutiny.
All right, go ahead. It's perception.
Yeah,
3. 2 storming out. You couldn't tell anything. His turn. Well, Engineer Doss is right next to him. 5 will hit him.
Whoa.
7 will shake him. As he reaches into his chest, he goes, oh.
I'll kind of grab his arm, too.
NPCs. He attempts to unshake, which he does not. Freed goes, how dare you? You are not welcome here!
You shall not!
5 will hit because of all the massive gang up. 3! It connects but doesn't do anything as he goes.
It looks like it would have done something.
Yes. Alec gets a 5. You get a 9. You get an ace. You get a 3. That's it.
NPCs.
Yeah. He still has an entree.
How dare you!
Big ass case,
isn't it? How dare you!
Much better.
5, 9, 10. That's actually a wound! The ghost will attempt to soak. The ghost will soak. Whack! Time to die, old man.
Nope. It speaks.
I will assist the vicar.
The vicar?
Yes.
Alright.
I'm going to gain a bonus or whatever.
That's what you're doing.
And while still holding on to...
I start pulling the engineer away.
Alright.
Well.
He'll take his attack of opportunity on you, but okay. Not the...
If he kills all you guys, he needs to kill the...
Yeah, engineer. 8 will hit you. Mm-hmm. 9 will actually shake you. So you can stumble back 3 squares.
Oh, he's scary.
Then he goes.
Never did like priests.
There we go. 7 will hit the priest. 5 will shake the priest. Ugh. 7, 7, 7, 8.
Weird.
The only thing we don't have is 7 hearts. Ew. It'll continue beating up the priest. 7, 8, 9 will hit with a raise. As he reaches into his chest and crushes his heart.
Vicar Edward, whatever your name was.
Brian.
Crap.
Grab his.
I'll
reach over and grab the cross.
Yeah.
That's your action. 7 of diamonds. You're shaking.
Four. Iron shake.
You're on shake. Dawes. This still does not unshake. It looks like he's still actually going through the heart attack. Your turn.
I guess I was wrong.
I dragged Dawes away.
Alright.
You're the new member, Ryan.
Oh, well. NPC. We might be able to get him to a doctor. We are the
new Dawes. Still doesn't unshake.
He's not dead.
Ryan, that nurse had a healing of a D4.
I have a healing of D4.
Oh. You. I'll kill you. I'll kill them all. It's all your fault.
Where's your Alec? Said you missed some iron.
12?
Place
my fairy is 9.
So it'll just hit you. 11.
Ow.
That's a wound. You can feel your heart beginning to seize up.
I have to unshake, right?
Yep. This is a spirit check.
-1.
That's it. I hate doing ghosts.
All right. Your turn. He's safely away.
Could I knock him out just for good measure?
If you really want to knock out Dallas, sure.
Why would you want to?
Okay, you know what? If he's out of harm's way...
He's out of harm's way.
He's not going to go back.
I guess...
You could always go up, do a smarts trick, try and confuse him. You could always go up and assist. You could always...
Yeah.
You always cry to your mommy.
You could always taunt him. You could always intimidate him.
Bend over and kiss your ass, bye.
I guess I'll... Move back in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There goes that water.
Come on!
Taunt him!
Come on! Show me your moves!
Show me your moves!
Hi!
Alright. Now let's see, roll your taunt. I just need to see what this is
about. What's taunt? Is that an actual skill?
It's an actual skill.
Okay.
So that's about how that's how enticing it is. Come on! No.